This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We all are so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Stanley right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly, truly and honestly be part of the conversation. Because it's really the only way to become part of the solution, right? Really. It's the only way that you really, you know, can get the information you need and then step forward and help people fix this. Help us fix it, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. A lot, God, I got so many stories I want to get through. And I know I'm not going to. So, here in Los Angeles, this is just here in Los Angeles. My God, here in, they should call it Los Angeles, right? Don't you think? We should be done by now. Well baked at this point. So apparently the LAPD has to declare an unlawful assembly after a large crowd of protesters moved towards a homeless camp sweep. And not that this is happening in all homeless camps, but we have a problem with people being beat and raped. I mean, how long do you let it go on? But these lunatics want to allow this to go on. They want to keep the police away. So police and protesters have been clashing near a place called Echo Park near downtown Los Angeles. The city began cleaning up homeless encampments in the neighborhood. It's really, just really bad. Now, it started about 8 o'clock. The LAPD moved in to break up a crowd of demonstrators. They moved close to the lake. Moved close to the homeless encampment. It was unclear if anyone had been hurt, but a little after 9 o'clock, officers were walking a line of dozens of detained people with zip-tie bands into the jail buses. I wouldn't. If you would have done, I would have zip-tied them and just had them sit around. They could sit in the squalor. They could sit in the human excrement. Because now the little kids couldn't go to the park anymore. Parents couldn't go to the park. We're starting to open up a little bit, and you couldn't go. Why? Because the odor was really bad. Really, seriously. Anyway, LAPD officers appear to have confined a whole group of protesters, or a large portion, and tried to move them on. Now, these mohos were screaming, "Housing is a human right." Yo, they're not in a house. They lay it on the grass. They're out in the open elements. There's places for them to go. And I got news for you. Housing is not a human right. You have to work for these things. Look. I don't want people sleeping on the sidewalks. I don't want them sleeping on the bus benches. It's not just because I don't want to sleep. There's no reason for it. There are plenty of places that they can go to. They can get the help that they need. And most of them do need the help. There are homeless shelters everywhere. So, Should we be helping people? Of course we should. Should we allow them to do anything they want to do? No. There are about 200 people. They had marched towards the Echo Park area where the homeless encampment was. Now, the LAPD said the only reason that they called it an unlawful assembly was because the crowd was too large. And they were utilizing high-intensity lights in an attempt to blind officers and prevent them from performing their duties. You know, they use lasers, they use the, you know, this is just crazy. And we're supposed to sit back and call that a peaceful protest. Several local news reporters had also been covering the demonstration. LA Times reporter James Queeley was covering the protest when he was detained. You can't always tell who they are. I mean, really, seriously, the protesters were even starting to look like cops to a degree. The department's tweeted out while it was going on that Penal Code Section 409, every person remaining present at the place of any riot after they've been lawfully warned to disperse, with the exception of public officers and persons trying to help, are guilty of a misdemeanor. Here's the problem with this. Remember, who did we talk about earlier this week? The Gascon, the new L.A. County district attorney, who's not, now he's not prosecuting misdemeanors anymore. Now he doesn't care if you hang out unlawfully. He doesn't care if you're smoking and or selling weed in the streets. Simple assault, resisting arrest, all these things are just, you know, just part of people being frustrated. So it's okay. It's just crazy. If we have lawlessness, you know, a lot of people came here, a lot of these immigrants that they're talking about, you know why they came here? They came here because they want law. They want law and order. They're coming here to get away from the lawlessness so they don't get pounded on. Seriously. And I guess the pressure's now getting to some of the some of the teachers. A teacher went on a racist rant, and it was racist, of a black by mother of a black sixth grader caught it in Palmdale, California. This is why they don't want the Zoom calls, I guess. A magnet school science teacher describes a mother and a son as two pieces of excrement. He's black, they're black. I mean, I just don't believe. I can't believe that we're still dealing with that with an educated person who's out working with these children. Now, the mom has filed a damage claim against the Palmdale School District. She said the white teacher engaged in profanity-laced racial charge rant during the Zoom session. So apparently it wasn't just her who heard it. Oh my God, I can't speak English here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I am having way too much fun during the break, even all by my onesies. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? We're on the home stretch. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And let me bring on my next guest before my tongue falls out of my mouth. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always have a good time with her, kicking the weekend off and getting ready to go. And Sonya, how are you doing this evening? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the coffee going too. I know. I got it. All right. Yeah.
I'm like, I am exhausted. This country, this week, life goes on, and I am telling you. And you know what? You always inform me of some stuff that I haven't even heard. I was worrying about a whole other set of problems before you send me headlines and talk to me about what's going on.
Now,
I cannot believe
you should be extremely happy at this point in time. A couple of reasons. One is apparently.
What did I miss?
Well, the black community finally got Sesame Street to bow down and put some black Muppets up there. You are now represented on Sesame Street, along with the blue and the yellow and the red and the burnt brown and the whole color spectrum.
No, there were always There were always black people, and I thought those two black Muppets on Sesame Street, the ones who they danced and played basketball, those two, they didn't have those. Eight chickens. You know what? Sesame Street. If they had only stuck to doing what they do best, is try to teach kids stuff about reading and the alphabet and counting and what wonderful characters they used to have, the Count, and, you know, so creative.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I remember.
But
him.
Then they started slipping. Yeah, no, they had wonderful things, but then they started to slip in their agenda. You know, as one who worked in Hollywood for years, I know that their agenda means more to them than anything. So, you know, once they started slipping in, I think they probably have a transgender Sesame Street character, don't they?
They've made statements in the past that their characters aren't necessarily gender specific.
Oh my gosh. That would really be a crime.
I don't know. I don't know.
And what's the one who lives in the trash can? He's probably white, right? What's the dirty, nasty.
Groucho.
Groucho. That was the Marx Brothers.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Well.
Oh, this is going to drive me nuts.
No, but, I mean.
He's having a.
Think about this. So, those characters, and this is the thing that makes me crazy. Let's talk about diversity for a second. They're all different colors. They have different size noses. They have different size ears. Their faces are either round, oblong, you know what I'm saying? Some of them have matty hair. Some of them have no hair whatsoever. Some of them got them big yellow feathers. I don't, you know, I really think that that's a, you know, drag chicken in dress there or something. I don't know. But,
yeah,
I mean, you don't get much more diverse in Sesame Street, do you?
I never thought so, and I never thought it bothered kids, and I'm so tired of leftist, liberal, white people telling every other ethnicity what is supposed to get under their skin without even questioning us, and without us making any money on it. You know, I mean, except for maybe Al Sharpton, but, you know, I don't think that that's not on the top 100 list of things that black kids in America need, especially when they can't go to school right now.
Yeah,
they haven't been in school for a year.
I find that amazing. The things that we're focusing on, they're focusing on, it's just ridiculous, right? And again, Sesame Street was always about, you know, good, solid morals and treating each other well. Whether you lived in a garbage can or you lived in a high-rise apartment, everybody was treated equally without any talk about black and white and Hispanic and this and that. And the Muppets, some of the Muppets had accents, right? I mean,
right.
It was just part of the color. Then the Count, I mean, my God, the Transylvanians must be, you know, really mad because there's only one and it's male. I mean, seriously. He's awful white, too, isn't he?
You know what? He's awfully, awfully white. And, you know, that the frog is green. So what does he represent?
I'm sure
they're probably mad at the female image that Miss Piggy depicts. You know, she's a fat, what's a polite word for?
Oh, I know.
Randy.
You know,
Randy, desperate.
My God.
Chasing after a dude that doesn't want her.
Oh,
you know,
that's right. See, you're making me do it now, too. Pepe Le Pew.
That's Kermit.
Yeah, Le Pew.
Oh, that's Looney Tunes. That's a whole different set of problems there. But he was awful rapey. This guy, that's what made him funny. He was just never, no, did not mean no to him ever.
He would have made a great salesman, right? I mean, seriously.
That's exactly what he was. He was selling himself. I don't think anybody got uncomfortable. It wasn't until I was an adult and had listened to the left for so many years after that, watching Pepe and going, he's in big trouble. No does not mean no to him. It just means hold on tighter.
Well, we've got some salvation for you in the wings here. So apparently,
oh, good.
Kamala Harris and Billy Bob Clinton are getting together to speak to a group
That's
of people.
That's a bad start.
Doesn't that sound like a bad bar joke, right? So,
right, yes.
Apparently they're getting together, and they're going to discuss and help young women and women, teach them how to be more empowered, how to take more control. Now, I can see Kamala Harris teaching women how to take control, if you get what I mean. But I can't see Billy Bob Clinton doing it. I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's just going to co-sign everything she teaches. That is the worst case scenario. That they are so self-unaware. If they can't see how that's going to come off,
yeah, then they're really...
Those two, of all people, I wish I could think of two worse people to help women.
You can't. That is what's the two deadly mixes? Clorox and ammonia or something like that? I mean,
yes, exactly.
Right?
Right.
I can see Billy Bob coming out and saying, let me show you how I empowered Lewinsky. All right?
Exactly. Anybody got a cigar? Yeah, cigar? Anybody? It's just, you know, what could be worse is Hillary joining in.
She's a speaker. She's going to be a speaker there. The daughter's going to be a speaker there. I'm saying to myself, my God, what is this? Is this the sexually assaulting 101 convention?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are these people for real?
I wish that I had the privilege of being that self-unaware. I don't know how nobody in their camp, they have no one that's saying, hello, I don't think this might be maybe there's some better people or different people who should go do this.
But so do they believe it. Don't you? I mean, Hillary actually believes that she's the savior for the women.
Do.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, her daughter came out of college with absolutely no experience whatsoever, goes to work for a news source at $650,000 a year, and she's going to teach you how to struggle through?
Why don't they throw the Biden boy in there, too?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
What's his name? Hunter.
How do you tie with only one vice president in the family? All right, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. God, I wish I had that luxury. I would go to sleep worrying about what I said, what I did, did I commit it.
That was a great line. That was a great line you came up with, though, really, seriously. You know, I mean...
What I said.
But
don't you prescribe me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnation increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Isn't that just like a WAP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. I am Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do all kinds of stuff. And listen, during the commercials, during the break, do something useful. Okay? Now, I didn't know this. Some of you might know it. And if you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow, you know, Mike Lindell's a great supporter of conservative causes, conservative movies. He is 123% on our side. And I thought he just had pillows. I mean, I'm not too swift. I heard he had some sheets and blankets and towels and that kind of stuff. But he got slippers and stuff for men. I just got a pair of slippers off of there, and I thought they were pretty cool. So, if you want to help the show out a little bit, too, and help out another conservative, two ways to do it. One is just call 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353. Or if you go up to the website, MyPillow.com, your promo code, if you can't remember this promo code, you shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? Promo code is Joe. Really that, not J-O, but, you know, not new age, old age. J-O-E, Joe. And they got some great stuff there. And you get a great discount, too. We can all use towels, sheets, pillows. And I have a pillow. We have two of them on the bed, I think, or three, whatever. Sonia Schmidt joins me.
Yeah, yours.
And,
yeah, yours.
You do? Are you? Are you with me or, you know?
I am with you. I'm just trying to channel my inner Muppet character right now. I'm just trying to be. I'm auditioning for the next black female. I wonder if they included any females.
Ooh.
I wonder if they have. Wait,
gender neutral.
Oh, that's. Well, I could do that. But can they? Are they conservatives? Are they crossing the board? Are they reaching over the aisle and making it really diverse? Or are these all liberal,
I think what I really thought
lefty
was funny was they were, you know, they're kind of religion neutral on that show. You never really hear them talking about God or anything like that, right? But the new puppet, one of the black puppets, is called Elijah. And you know, I don't want to wave the flag too high. I want to go. You do realize you just gave him a biblical name.
A biblical name. I wonder. You know, you can't. Don't even try to figure them out. Your head will explode.
No, it's.
But even though you say that they don't take the religious or the political side, all of their messages for the past several years, since my kids were young and starting to get out of it, have been political. They may not have said this, but they say what's right and wrong, and what's right is always their point of view. So they are, you know, indoctrinating kids. They've been indoctrinating kids towards liberalism for years on Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
I'm glad I know my alphabet. If I didn't know my alphabet, I'd probably still be watching it, but I mastered it quite some time ago, and I don't watch them anymore. But
All right, I have to have some more fun with you with some of this stuff. You know, I have come to the conclusion this week, 110%, that the left wants a race war. They want to start a race war with 3.5 more gallons of gas than they actually need. So this week they had to cancel Cinderella in Minnesota. You know why?
Minnesota? Why don't you know?
It's too white. So we can't have it. And I was thinking, why don't you flip it? You can do an all-black cast. Follow me here. And we'll make the Nasty Stepsisters, we'll make them all white, because that would fall in line with what they want to put
that
out
there.
That
would work.
Right? You see what I'm saying? I mean, even the cab driver.
Yeah, but you can't have you can't have a black Cinderella and have them rats in it. They got three rats in that movie. She can't have rats running around her house. So it's all so complex.
Yeah. We'd have to call you to divide it.
They have some, you know what, I still say Lion King is the best movie, and it's not just because it's an African themed, but it does aid to why it's the music and the dancing and but really, I honestly think that Lion King is their best. We've had Mulan, we have all those things. Why can't we leave Cinderella white? Why can't she just stay white? I'm going to play devil's girl here.
Go ahead.
It is, and I don't think that girls nowadays have to deal with this like when I was a child, but when I was young, those were the only images you saw of princesses and beautiful women and men who were coming to save the day of a female. You only saw that with a white face on it. So there is something to be said about that. However, I don't think that should make any difference on how you project yourself as a woman or a girl or any of that. Would it be? But they, you know, the Princess Frog. They do have some wonderful black Disney characters who are princesses. In fact, when I went to Disney, they did have a black Cinderella, and it was wonderful to see all these black girls just clamoring around her. And I actually have some pictures that I took from the background of them doing that. It is wonderful to see. But to call it racist, if you want to self-correct and do a different cast, do a different spin on it, if you want to do like a different kind of a Cinderella, which I think has been done before. It's like The Wiz. We did, you know, there was The Wizard of Oz and there was The Wiz.
Oh, yeah, The Wizard of Oz. That one was, yeah, yep.
Yeah, but then they did The Wiz, but they didn't do The Wiz because The Wizard of Oz was racist. They did The Wiz because there was a different bent, a different way of doing the story. And by the way, we could sign Michael Jackson and the girl from The Supremes, whose name escapes me.
Oh, yeah. Was it Michael the Cowardly Lion? That's perfect.
I think so, which is perfect. Yeah.
I know, right?
Jesus juice. And if we knew now, then what we know now. But it's too bad that they're calling everything racist, because and racism does exist, it's not our number, it's not our top priority, it's not our top problem, but they've totally taken the sting out of it, the reality of it, when they call everything racist. If you're calling Cinderella racist, if you're calling the Muppets racist, if you're calling Dr. Seuss racist, it's like, what?
Thank you. I've been screaming that for weeks, and some of the local lunatics that you know about have been calling me out on it. And racist, at one point in time, that was serious. If somebody said that you have racist overtones, or Joe, that kind of sounded racist, I would go check myself. Now I laugh about it and go, yeah, right, okay, whatever.
Right. No, nobody thinks about it anymore. No. Nobody thinks about it anymore because they've ruined the term. But they don't care, because I think your original point was, are they deliberately trying to start a race war? My answer to that is yes. And I can't think of the name of it, but there was a documentary, I believe it's on Netflix or Amazon. Sorry to send you to either one of those places, but there's an excellent documentary on communism. And you will have to watch it to see how this is by design. What they're doing with racism, and how they're trying to pit us against one another and divide the country, and they use these different racial groups to fight at each other. It's all by design. It's all in the communist playbook. So while
I
we're
I
on, you know,
you. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Well, white people are off trying to figure out what did they do wrong? What did they say wrong? Understand, white people, you didn't do anything wrong. They're just trying to throw. It's the drive-by communist party.
But look,
they're throwing bombs.
They're doing it to our young kids. They're making our young kids feel bad about being white. Like they have done something, like them and their parents have done something to the black community that requires atonement by that particular white kid.
So sad.
You know what I'm saying?
So sad. So how do you think, common sense here, how do you think that white kid is going to react to the black kids in his class not favorably? Because he's upset. He's ticked off. He sees this kid getting, it's racism in reverse. You know, although, you know, black people in racist Democrat South weren't able to stand up against it without some serious repercussions. I can see how white kids, white people, white are going to get tired of this. And this is going to, and now you have a powder keg.
See, I agree with you. And it's not because I want to see it happen. I truly believe at this point.
Oh, none of us want to see it happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And here's the thing. So you go, okay, so why would they want to see that happen? A, again, watch the documentary on communism.
Mm-hmm.
Once they divide everything, it's the Cloward Piven thing, break everything, then you can put it back together in your image.
Yep.
Oh, it's so sad. But they also have the sick thing about destroying the innocence of children.
Yeah,
they don't care. They all use... It's ill. It's sickness. It's not even that they're really trying to fix. They know everything that they're doing. So we're playing whack a communist mole. Everybody, we got to fight this. Oh, we got to figure out that. Oh, it's all under the umbrella of evil.
Right.
So that's what you're fighting. You're fighting evil.
I agree with you. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more going on with Sony Schmidt right after the break.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Thanks. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something different. I mean, do something good, but do something different. That would be really nice. Instead of sitting around reading this stuff and thinking, oh, my God, what do I do now? Don't go down that road. You didn't do anything. Right? Unless you're one of those people that truly, and you know it. Look, if you're a racist, you know it. Even if you're trying to hide it because you don't think you are, but you know you are, you know it. Work on it. Ask God for help. Work on it. Okay? But don't buy it just because now the mantra is, if you're white, you have to be a racist. It's in your DNA. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I believe this week she's definitely identifying as a black female. We'll see what happens next week.
This week, right?
I don't want to misgender you. So.
No. This week. You're right. This week.
But it really is. It's getting to that point. And remember, we were talking about the race war earlier. That I said I believed. They were actually pushing for a race war. So, during the break, one of our wonderful listeners sent me this link. I knew about this, but I had let it go by. I forgot about it. There's a professor who says, the only way you're going to stop white supremacy, you ready for this, is to eliminate whites.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? What does it mean, eliminate whites? Can you imagine one of us saying something like that?
I think it means the FBI needs to be knocking on his door. That's what I think. How do you threaten a race of people? You know what? Hopefully that's a joke. Hopefully he's just...
Well, he's a professor at a college. Now, how do you walk that back?
Okay, then it's real. Then he's dumb.
Right. How do you walk that back? I mean, What if some of his students, prior students, what if some of those hardcore right-wing whacktoids think he's serious and he's got a call to action going? You're going to start
a race
war.
Then they would just blame it. Yeah, but they would just blame it on Trump. So
yes, while he's somewhere else.
Well, is he black or white by any chance? Do you know?
Oh, he's black.
Oh, because, you know, and the reason I ask is so sad because white people do fall into this. They buy into the whole white guilt thing, the shame of being white, and we should all die. So, I don't understand why that's not hate speech.
I'm with you.
I don't understand why. Yeah. Well, I mean, I do understand because the left runs everything and they don't think that's hate speech and they would never... They wouldn't go after him. And like I said, if something happened as a result of what, as a direct result of what he said, it would be blamed on the white socialists or Trump or nationalism or any number of things they've already set up as a straw dog.
Tony, don't you find it interesting that apparently this whole racist war started in January of 2017, right after Trump was sworn in? We never had a racist issue before that, apparently. Obama was the savior against racism. Didn't you know that?
Wow. You remember all of that. The police acted stupidly. But what I want your audience to know is that this isn't happenstance. This was all... I know it sounds conspiratorial and all that, but they know exactly what they're doing. The difference between them and us is that they have a goal. So if you even know what your goal is, then you can do things that line up with that. And eventually, like swiping an election, now all the cards are in place. And you can do what you need to do. And you better do it fast. You got 4 years to do this stuff. You can and take power completely away from the other side. So mm-hmm. they don't have to worry about having to fight for this anymore.
Right.
So yeah. I was heartened, though, to see, I mean, I only saw some of it, but I was maybe saying a couple weeks on your show that what's being done about voter fraud. So I do understand that there's stuff being done and there's more conversation about that. And I think that is the most important thing about voter fraud, voter integrity, because if the left does what they did this past election, which they have no reason not to do because they won. This country's in big trouble forever.
Well, you got Georgia that just passed some of the toughest election laws in the country. There are now other states following suit. I think there's 41 states right now that are in the process of rewriting their election laws. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We'll see how that turns out. But they were having major league protests there in Georgia while this bill was being signed. But the thing I find really interesting is the mantra on every station, and the black community is going to see this, is this is an affront, this is an assault on the black community, putting tougher voter laws in place. Because apparently black folk don't know how to use the phone to find out where the voting polls are.
We can't figure that out. I wish we knew. Wish we had things like cell phone. What is that? That's just how demeaning the left is to us.
Right.
We can't figure. We ain't got no Wi-Fi. Is it Y or W-Fi? I can't figure it out because I'm black. It's demeaning as hell the way
thank
what
you.
They send to us. But I think I do believe. Thank God for Trump. He's opened some eyes. I don't think that those votes go back to the Democrats. The people who, started to reconsider their vote towards the Democrats. I've always said, look, if you can't get them to vote Republican, don't just get them not to vote. You know, just so they don't vote Democrat and do more harm.
No, but you're right though. It's demeaning to say you don't know how to get IDs. You don't know how to find out where to vote. You know, this is all ridiculous, and it's not correct.
Wait a minute. Now, I need an ID to go to the weed shop, but I can't. Come on.
And if I say
we
the
don't
obvious.
Fly. We
if
don't
I say the obvious, any let's put it this way. Any kind of government help you're getting, you have to have an ID for. Right? Whether you're black, white, green, red, purple, blue, whatever you are, you got to have an ID for it. Hello?
I just applied for something called the Real ID in California.
Can
you know? Oh, my God. gosh, I was a week trying to pull together the paperwork for this, but then every once in a while they would say, but if you're not a citizen, just say so here. If you don't have this, just say so there. But me, on the other hand, I had to provide everything from, I even had to produce a death certificate. I ain't even dead. So, I mean, it was ridiculous the amount of paperwork that I had to send. And then it had to be 2 megabytes. So not only did you have to be able to send this stuff in, but you had to know how to shrink it down. Then you have to make an appointment. And you can understand, you can imagine what that would be like on a government-run website. It was awful. No, so,
but it was great, though. I mean, it's great to see them do. It's hilarious to look at all the stuff that they're asking for. Yet you don't need any of that to vote.
Don't need any of that. Oh, my gosh. We're so – this is – how could this happen to America? And I'm pretty sure
– it's our fault.
It's Republicans. But – I just wonder what the world – I know what the world leaders are looking at Joe Biden falling upstairs – and they're going, oh, this is wonderful. This is we got an open door here like we've never had before.
Yep.
Kamala cackling, between her cackling and this guy falling and forgetting where he is, we are being run by lunatics.
I
don't care what. I don't care if you like Trump or his tweets or the way he talked or any of that stuff. This man knew how to take care of business.
Well, look how they're twisting things, or anyway, they're trying to. They're not getting it. People are getting it. But look at how they're twisting things to the point where they're blaming Trump for what's going on at the border, right? And yet, this wasn't going on at the border when he was the president.
So that's right.
How much dope do you have to smoke? How much of a sick human or ignorant human being do you have to believe that this is Trump's fault?
Well, I heard a woman on the press corps try to bring that point up to him. And, you know, he's like, come on, man. You know, whatever he says. They don't even have to address the truth. They just have slogans. Come on, man.
No.
They don't even have to address it.
And defunding the police and all those things that they're talking about doing. Defunding the police and now talking about they want a warrantless right to take your guns. All somebody has to do is complain about it.
All a part of the plan. And I know that sounds crazy. And you know what? When Obama became president, and I've told the story a million times, but I'll tell it another one. I knew good and well what who street organizers were and what they did. And I remember Hannity and all the guys just laughing. Oh, his only experience is this. And he voted president. And I was running around telling my friends, don't underestimate a street organizer. I grew up with them. And all they did is ruin the streets. They pitted people against each other. They were all about extortion. They were just vile, awful, scary people. And at a young age, I was scared of them. And I told people when Obama became president, I remember going to my buddy's house in Agua Dulce, and I was sobbing. I said, you have no idea what's getting ready to happen. People said he was the Antichrist. I was like, no, he's not the Antichrist. He's just opening the door. He's holding the Antichrist.
He's a second cousin.
Second cousin. Yeah, yeah. Holding the beer. So, and that's what we got now. So what we have is a lot of things that have been set up long before. This man was a constitutional lawyer who was put in college by some guys that we don't even understand who they were.
You read that out of The Onion. I mean...
No!
Lawyer.
Oh, that's right, true, huh?
Where do people find you?
SoniaSchmidt.org.
That's too easy. Sonia, I always have a blast here. I want me.
Probably wrong, that's
me.
Why.
Yeah. Great weekend. We'll be back a lot more, Joe, in the next hour. Don't go far.